USA Radio News.
Months after four students were killed in a school shooting at Oxford High School in Michigan, 20 students have filed a federal lawsuit against the district and several administrators demanding policy changes. The lawsuit does not seek monetary damages, but does demand an independent and fully transparent third-party investigation into the actions and events leading up to the November shooting, among other requests. Ethan Crumbly, a student at the school, is charged with 24 counts after he allegedly shot and killed four of his classmates on November 30th. President Biden is doing fine after falling off his bike in Delaware when he stopped to talk with a group of reporters. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
The president is discussing the state of the economy.
President Biden sat down with the Associated Press to discuss the state of the economy, as well as his concerns about the national mood. Biden blamed gas prices for the nation's economic pessimism. He said before prices started rising that, quote, things were much more optimistic, unquote. The president acknowledged that Americans are paying vastly more to put food on their table and fuel in their cars, and that it was putting a dent in his approval rating. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Pohl.
Police in Louisville, Kentucky are searching for a suspect they believe punched the city's mayor at a popular downtown event complex. Authorities released several screen grabs from surveillance videos on their Facebook and Twitter accounts showing a man they believed is the suspect in the attack on the mayor. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Tennis star Naomi Osaka is sitting out of Wimbledon for the second year in a row due to a foot injury. She announced on social media her injury has been a reoccurring issue. Big crowds are taking to the London streets to protest soaring costs.
Thousands of people marched through central London Saturday protesting the soaring cost of living in Britain. They're demanding that the government do more to help people faced with bills and other expenses that are rising faster than their wages. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been criticized for being slow to respond to the rising cost of living crisis. Demonstrators booed as they passed Johnson's official residence at No. 10 Downing Street, according to videos on social media. Russia's war with Ukraine has crimped energy supplies and food staples across Europe. Prices were already going up as demand went up due to the economic recovery from COVID. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Bitcoin has dropped to its lowest price since 2000. As the most popular cryptocurrency dipped below the $20,000 mark, a rival cryptocurrency, Ether, took a similar slide to under $1,000. Crypto has lost more than $2 trillion in value in a meltdown that has left investors reeling and companies cutting jobs. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.